ونفسح المجال للأسئلة، فإن لم يكن ثم أسئلة سألناكم يا إخوتي في الله. Now we end up with praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and open the session for your questions. If you have no questions, then I'm going to ask you questions on what you heard. Now. Zach says, a Sufi asked me, why does Allah limit himself to one place? La, that is wrong. That is wrong. That is not a place. That is not a place. The place is only in the mind of mankind. They think of place that surround something. But Allah Ta'ala is above everything. Allah Ta'ala is above everything. He settled on His throne, which is the ceiling of all the creation. The creation. لكن هؤلاء الصوفية, but these Sufis, they argue with no any دليل. They just want to argue for argument. And that's it. الإخوان on Palto, you can't raise your questions. I'm looking to both screens. نعم. We departed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that is the translation of the hadith. What would you advise those who have baby showers? What is baby showers? I believe this came from the tradition of the kuffar here in the West. I need more clarification on baby showers. And I wish to have some questions about the class. Otherwise, I'm going to ask about the class. And remember that this is not an open session. I will take questions, but I need to have some questions related to the topic. Now. Barakallahu feekum, Shaykhana. Ameen wa feekum. Could you repeat what you said about ease after the last hadith you quoted? Last hadith was the hadith of that Anwad. I don't think so in this hadith, but maybe the hadith of Ja'altani Allahi Niddan. I can't really remember what was it exactly. Can you give a brief explanation of the difference between the terms Aqidah and Manhaj? Jazakallah khair for this question, but as we said, we are still having around maybe 13 topics about Aqidah. We said that we are going to speak about Aqidah and Ilm, Aqidah and Amal Act, Aqidah and Ibadah worship, Aqidah and Manhaj, عقيدة عن منهج، عقيدة عن سنة، عقيدة عن سلوك or the character، عقيدة عن everything else that is related to عقيدة. But no problem to tell you that there is no difference between or no, there is a difference between عقيدة and manhaj, of course. But manhaj means the implementation of عقيدة and sharia altogether. Now, so we cannot separate between عقيدة and manhaj. It is how to worship Allah, how to please Allah. The manhaj means how to please Allah. And the only way to please Allah is to follow His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب. Here it says, can you please repeat why Aqidah and Ibadah takes different category when we have Aqidah and Ilm? La, it does not take different category. Aqidah and Ilm, we said, while seeking ilm or seeking knowledge, we have to keep or bear in mind the issue of aqidah. It's not away from aqidah. When we worship Allah Ta'ala, we have to keep in mind that this is all pure for Allah and the like. But the shaitan comes from different angles. And he comes from the issue of ilm and makes you, and he whispers to your ear and chest that you are now good in ilm, this, you, why this man is looking to you like this, why these people are not respecting you, why this, why that. So you have to put in mind that you are seeking knowledge not for these reasons, not for these purposes. Same thing with worship. Naam, Allahu A'lam. Okay, we take from Pal Talk here. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening. What the qawl of Allah is, what the meaning of the word qawl of Allah, yani the saying of Allah, when you say qala Allah or the qawl of Allah, meaning the saying of Allah, Allah said, the saying of Allah. Amatullah says, Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah preserve you and reward you. Ameen. And you too and all who are listening to us. What is the hadith about the deviant people who advise people not to seek knowledge? La, it's not... Yeah, the hadith... Okay. The hadith of the three type of people in Sahih Muslim on the Tawbah of Abu Huraira. The first three quality of people that Allah Ta'ala going to judge before anyone else on the day of resurrection, and they are going to be the first one who be thrown into the fire. Now, one who learned the knowledge only to be praised by people in this world, that is someone who has knowledge. And the other who who joined the battle jihad, but not with the proper intention. It is only to be praised that he is brave and bold. And the third is the one who Allah Ta'ala gave him a lot of money, and he used to give, spread it. People look at him and see that he is doing it for the sake of Allah. But from inside his heart, it wasn't for the sake of Allah. Now, again, back to Wizik here. We have number of questions here. Okay, it says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you advise family members who have major problems in their aqidah? They ask or call to Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. Wallah, if they listen to me, I say, Akhwan, fear Allah and call Allah, the one who is alive, Al-Hayy al-Qayyum. don't call any death, any deceased body, person, even if he is wali, even if he is nabi, prophet, you don't call him. You call the one who is alive, who never dies, the one who is always yani powerful. Naam? Allahu a'lam. A question from Paltok says, Barakallahu fikum. Ishada. Also, if can no pass the quiz, will I be still able to continue the course? Yes, yes. Attending the course, anybody can attend, no problem. But we are talking about the yani certificates, and we need yani people to always attend so they can understand. Now, the question here says, بارك الله فيكم يا شيخنا وفيكم بارك الله والله يحفظكم آمين وياكم. My question is, when ibadah was defined, ibadah is defined as the comprehensive noun which includes all that Allah loves and is pleased with from the sayings and actions, be they hidden or apparent. Can avoiding sins be considered part of ibadah? Yes, of course, definitely. Definitely, because we have two types of action. Something called fi'l, which is doing it, and tark, and leaving it. And we have worship of doing and worship of avoiding. We have bid'ah of doing and bid'ah of avoiding. Now, to do what Allah Ta'ala commanded you to do, this is a worship. To avoid what Allah Ta'ala commanded you to avoid, this is a worship. Now, and to do what Rasulullah Sallam did not bring, this is an innovation. To avoid what Rasulullah ﷺ have came with, naam, thinking that other than it is better, then this is also an innovation. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Okay, from music. When the questions go all together, I don't know. Some of the Sahaba said that Muhammad saw Allah during the Mi'raj, and some said that did not. Is this differing in Aqidah? And is it correct for this person to say that the Sahaba differed in yani Aqidah? La, la, la. This is, although it is a matter of Aqidah, but this differing because of what yani they hear from Rasulullah Sallam and understood it that way. But we cannot say that they differed in Aqidah. La. They don't differ in Aqidah. The Sahaba cannot be found differing in Aqidah. Naam. And this issue of yani seeing Allah al-Haq is an issue that the ulama already spoke about from the old yani days. And the proper opinion, which the most of the majority of the Sahaba take, is that Isa salam did not see his law. As Isa salam said, Nurun anna ara. He said, it's a light, meaning the veil of Allah is a light. So how can I see it? Okay, here's a clarification. A baby shower is a gathering where the mother sits in front of Allah. Questions come in front of everyone, and everyone presents a gift, and the gifts are opened in front of everyone, and each gift is shown, and the one who gave the gift is announced. It is more than just bringing gift to. Wallahi, if this is something from the tradition of the kuffar, yani pure kuffar, meaning how can we yani find it as yani pure kuffar? If it is a Christian country and it is a tradition in that country only, then it's not a tradition of ibadah, unless if they mean by it ibadah. But if it is a tradition in all the Christian countries, then definitely it is a ibadah in Christianity, that they take it as ibadah. But of course, we say that it is better not to do that and stay away from that and keep on what Rasulullah did and what the Sahaba did. Wallahu alam. Aisha Umm Muhammad says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Shaykh, if you have reason to believe that the imam and administration of a masjid and the people who go there have incorrect aqeedah, na'am, believing the attributes of Allah are metaphorical, and believing non-Muslims will enter the Jannah, okay, is it correct to boycott? It's not only correct, it's obligatory to boycott this type of masjid and people. It is obligatory because these people are, yani, if they know, they are doing kufr. So if they know, if they know what they do is kufr, then they are kuffar. But if they don't know, at least they are upon kufr. They are doing kufr. So you don't pray behind these people. These are very ignorant of the basics. How come they say that the Christians and Jews go to the Jannah, right? While they hear Allah Ta'ala says that they are in the fire, while they hear the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that they are in the fire, if they don't believe in Allah and in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a messenger of Allah and follow him. Subhanallah. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Right, a question from Pal Talk says here, if a person allows questions, questioning their intention that they may be showing off, but they feel that they are sincere, is this from the whispering of Shaitan? If a person is always questioning their intention, what do you mean by questioning their intention? Yani, is he yani asking himself, or Naam, I need more clarification about what you mean by that. Right. Hafsa says, Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. You mentioned the hadith that if you go to a kahin, a soothsayer, and believe in, that's correct, soothsayer, because I said witchcraft. No, it's a kahin. Witchcraft is a sahir. Naam. And you believe in what he says, then you have disbelieved in Muhammad, not in Muhammad, in what has been revealed to Muhammad. Is this okay to listen to the people, read, fortunes from fortune cookies? And now it is also, it's not allowed to go to fortune teller to read fortunes or whatsoever, or to listen to them on the TV or radio, all this is not allowed. This is all not allowed because these people claim that they know the unseen, which is kufr. So you're not allowed to listen to them. Another question from Music says here. We'll extend for another 5 minutes. Now, another question from Wazik says, what should we do if there is differing opinion from scholars on major issues? How do we know that? I'll give you the principle of that because the time is very limited. The principle of that is the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir. Al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin. Wa baynahuma umuru mushtabihat ya'lamunna kathirun min nas. The lawful things are clear and the unlawful things are clear. And in between them, there are doubtful matters that most of the people do not know them. فَمَنْ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَأَرْضِهِ. As for the one who stay away from the doubts, then he has protected his honor and his religion. وَمَنْ حَامَ حَوْلَ الْحِمَى أَوْشَكَ أَنْ يَقَعَ فِيهِ. And whoever turns around the boundaries of bandit, then he is about to fall into it and be in the danger. So when you see the ulama have different opinions, one say halal, one say haram, which is safe for you is to go with the one who say haram and stay away from it. When you see the ulama say it is wajib, one alim say it is wajib and the other say it is mustahab, then which is the safe way for you is to go with the one who say wajib, because if you do it, you would be rewarded. If you don't do it, maybe you don't, you only not rewarded, but maybe you are punished. Naam. And the like, wajib means obligatory, compulsory, and the like. Naam. This is the safest way. Yani example, some ulama say that it is haram for a woman to uncover her face, to expose her face. Some ulama say it is not haram. It is bidah, but not haram. We say you go with the one who say haram. Why? Because here there is a risk. There is a risk. If you don't, you might have committed sin, and maybe not. So why you put yourself on maybes? Be with the confirmed and sure. Here from Baltok Bint Ali says, Assalamu alaikum. You mentioned near that the start of the class that there is a deviant group. This is Jama'at al-Tabligh. Jama'at al-Tabligh. Na'am, Allahu a'lam. Is it allowed to use an object that is used by the mushrikeen for shikr or for shirk, for other reasons? We don't know what you mean by that. We need more clarification. Not everything the mushrikeen use, we cannot use. But if they use it for their shirk, then definitely we don't use it. If it is known that they use it for their shirk, we don't use it. We stay away from it. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Okay, what about eating the meat of the people of the book when you are in the US or Canada? There are different opinions. There are different opinions amongst the scholars. This is one of the issues of fiqh, that the ulama have different opinions on it. If you can leave it, it is better. It is better and safe for you. Nah, wallahu a'lam. نعم. What's this? I have the طيب, the time has finished, has ended, and now we end up the class. Inshallah, willing to see you tomorrow with more links with Aqeedah in our life, to see how we can implement the Aqeedah in our life. May Allah reward you all, preserve you all, increase you in ilm and iman, and keep you all around the sunnah and tawheed from now until you die and you be resurrected, earning the pleasure of Allah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbih. Thank you all for attending. Thank you all for questions. Thank you all for listening. And I wish that you all benefited. Write down whatever inshallah benefits you got, because we're going to have a quiz soon inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.